Hope
Thank
it works.
You so much for your attendance on today. And just a couple of things we needed to kind of go over, review, and then we will, that will conclude our check meetings for this school year. And once again, I just want to say thank you so much. At this time, we will do our attendance. If you would just state your name. If you're a parent, please acknowledge that as well. I'm Lisa Godfrey, district nurse.
Tracy Cook, assistant superintendent.
Jeannie Cochran, administration accounts payable.
Taylor Clements, federal programs and parent. Debbie Kruger, junior high counselor and parent.
Okay, thank you so very much. Okay, on our agenda today, our business was a follow-up of our wellness assessment. And we have that. We want to thank Ms. Cook and Ms. Crawford for doing this, getting this out on our website. And I, like you said, I am impressed. I see 69 responses, and which I think is really, really great. I am so happy with that. For the most part, it seems like, you know, everything is in the positive. Adequate and appropriate health instruction, physical activities promoted and provided, nutritional education and guidelines promoted, provided, health and wellness promotion implemented. That was at 84%. Are you interested in participating in the School Health Advisory Council? That was a resounding 89.9 no. Maybe if they see more of us, they'll we can get going. Okay, and then it says, what's any areas of health concerns for students / community? Okay. Now, is this in a particular order, or is this just everything that was listed?
This was everything that was provided.
Okay, okay. So I see cleanliness. Many of our students have extremely bad hygiene. Oh, COVID, flu viruses. I see the flu outbreak. That was several. One listed, I think students need more outside recess time. They need to be provided more time for free play. Okay. Lack of exercise and diet, lack of sleep or hydration. Another concern, lice. Interestingly, we did not have as many reports this year as we have in the past. Mental abuse, physical abuse, mental health wellness, of course, we know that's still a priority across the board for every institution. Mental health, STDs. My only concern is that when students at younger levels are in trouble, they are denied outdoor activity. I realize that is many cases that's the only time to take from them. The children, especially elementary students, need a way to relieve extra energy. Another concern, obesity, poor nutrition, proper routine checkups, seasonal flu and COVID, social anxiety and emotional issues, stroke, heart attacks, wow, cancer, tumors, seizures. Okay. And then students don't get enough exercise.
This was health concerns for students and community.
And community, yes.
I think that's where the heart loaded for kids.
Yeah, that was pretty heavy there. Okay, but yeah, that's true. We did include community health. Okay, okay. Awesome. Any input on that? I think that's pretty good. Definitely those, now heart attack and stroke, that's usually covered through our Heart Health Awareness Month. But the cancer, breast cancer is usually one of our ones we address. Seizures, not so much. But those are definitely some topics that we can look at. Any other input on that? I thought that was interesting.
I kind of would be interested to do a little bit of informal gathering of information in regards to exercise and recess at the elementary.
Okay.
I know they meet the requirements for PE And they do have a recess.
Mm-hmm.
They can be missed part of that, but it's usually a very small time unless they have had, like, a really bad day.
Okay.
You know, meaning most of the time it's, oh, well, you've got 2 minutes on the
right,
wall, that kind of thing. It's not usually 15.
Okay.
But I do think that that would be good to kind of find out.
Follow up on that, okay.
How much, you know, that,
mm-hmm.
how much time that they do lose.
Okay.
Part of the policy that we were looking at, that WellSat 3.0 includes, are they taking away recess? Is it, are they using outside time for a positive reinforcement too? So that may be something that would be,
okay,
as a reward system. Let's provide
okay.
additional exercise as a reward instead of just using it as a punishment.
Okay.
Well, and at one time, I know that they used recess for, like, their D hall, but I don't think they do that anymore. So the only way to limit it should be either something from the classroom or something while they're outside, and those are usually in pretty small increments.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it would be good to know, because I don't disagree with that. I mean, students do really love recess,
mm-hmm.
and therefore,
yes.
you know, there probably is some motivation because they want to do that.
Uh-huh.
But also, I like, you know, using that in the same way of positive.
Yes.
Even at the junior high level,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I know we used to could
mm-hmm.
use that some, and if that was the reward, like, they were as happy with that as they were food, you know.
Yeah.
I think we do a lot of these things.
Uh-huh.
Like
yeah.
the hygiene, I mean, you guys provide
yes.
that through counseling.
Yes.
And we have Ms. Yeager. So I wonder if there's some of that, and I know we had a student service project where was it you guys that collected hygiene products or the hospital collected hygiene products?
I think in junior high, wasn't it Jay?
Oh, and like.
To have kind of like
Stuco, maybe.
I just know we have one on both campuses.
Okay.
So I don't know how we went about, because, like, normally at one time I would get a lot of free stuff,
mm-hmm.
but they kind of backed off a little bit. But we always kind of maintain with, like, body wash, deodorant, and those type of things. Now, back in the counselor's office, they have this shelf with all kind of handouts that, you know, kids can just go by and get what they need. Same thing, I know at the junior high, Ms. Kruger has a closet, and I try to keep a little stash on hand.
I think Ms. Diamond does. I mean, you have a
team, mm-hmm.
so.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Proper
and
Gamble, we used to.
Yes, they used to
it
always.
COVID
hit, right, it just, yes.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
send us the little sample deodorant.
Because I would get so much, I would just, matter of fact, for the boys, I would just take it to the field house,
yeah.
because it would be that much, it
would
be boxes.
Use it, yes.
Yes, and I knew they would
that
know.
Was new. Yes,
right, yes. right. But like you said, when COVID hit, it was like all that just kind of came to a screeching halt. So, yeah.
Okay.
So we'll just kind of find out, kind of do some research on the exercise and recess times, as far as if that's used for punishment,
mm-hmm.
and also. Look at rewards of extra time and free time. Okay, so a report of our Shack wellness activities for this year. As everyone agreed, we did do the snack bins. I didn't get a chance to do it for Teachers Appreciation Week, so now they'll have another little treat coming up. So we'll do that on behalf of Shack. This year we did something for our senior luncheon. Miss Judy, if you don't mind, kind of your input on that, how you think that went?
Oh, it went really well, because I had a lot of people that questioned. She even went and did it also, the speech, it was Jenny Butler, also at Myrtle Springs for those seniors, our joy.
Okay.
So she took them information too, and I've had several come through her and sign up for the alert.
Okay.
Because she knew it's free how to sign up the paperwork.
Okay.
She can take your application on the phone. It's sent to you in the mail, and it would be free
mm-hmm.
for so many months. So, and she knew another way that you probably get it longer. But
mm-hmm.
that's another thing. They didn't realize that was out there, the opportunity. you know, for making it.
There really was a lot of things. Things I had no idea of, but it was very, very good to be able to give them contact information for if they needed a ride to the doctor, what community resources such as that were out there. I mean, and I know the response, I mean, most of the people that were there were very much like, I had no idea that this was available to us.
Good.
You know, that in a small community.
And she was so informative.
She was.
Good.
Well.
Good.
That's
good,
another
good.
Thing.
That was good. Also, what we did, the pins and the little chair exercise slides.
Well, I think Lisa, too, the cheerleaders, maybe they had to sign up for this summer for the armchair aerobics.
Ooh.
And they may be continuing. She wanted to see with the senior citizens how many were interested. And a lot of them were. So that may be a continuing thing for the summer. She will let you know about that.
Okay. Good. All right. That's wonderful. And, of course, we still do our announcements, informative announcements. Usually whatever the awareness month is, it kind of falls in line with that. And we did do hands-only CPR with our seniors. Again, we've got that completed, so they're all prepared. And we did that this year. I tried to schedule that with Heart Health Month as well, so it kind of goes hand in hand. Okay. Any other things that I'm forgetting about as far as our wellness activities? Okay. All right. For new business, suggestions for the upcoming year.
I saw in legislature they're talking about AED training for high school kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That may be something that's coming.
Maybe after school kind of gets started, because there's so much at the very beginning, so like after like the first 6 weeks or around then, maybe we could put out a survey to staff on, you know, what types of things they would be interested or find useful. And then I would say I really would like to see just the presenters, you know, at the campuses, mostly probably for mental health, but you know, we have the drug stuff that's I don't know how much impact that they have on the kids, but at the same time you only have so many methods of communication. And you know, we know we have a vaping issue
right.
Now that has, well, I would say that has gotten better, but maybe they've also gotten better at hiding them, because we do have the devices that that can identify them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they go and they get another one, truly. So kind of more of the health.
Okay.
The health and well-being.
And we have Healthcare Express. They're going to be at the junior high campus Monday.
Oh, great. Yes. More of that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Great.
Yes, we do have them coming. We did a hand washing competition. I can't remember when. Sometime with them, and she told me, she said that she would be willing to come back and do a presentation on vaping for our students. So I was like, great. So
perfect. And those are, I mean, there are some really good resources out there, you know, that we don't have to pay for. We don't have to figure out how to do ourselves.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I like. We like free. Yeah.
We do. Well, and because they, you know, that's
and
part of the
say,
things that they have to do, too.
They have to do community service involvement. So, yeah, it worked out.
Good deal.
All righty. So, I think that'd be great. Get a survey going out after approximately the first 6 weeks, okay? And then we will try to meet in October, around October as well. And then we can kind of have idea, kind of heard or seen some things that maybe should be addressed at that point, and we can kind of plan accordingly.
Sounds good.
Anybody have anything else? That's all I have. And I certainly appreciate y'all again. Thank you so much for your attendance and for all your great input.
Thank you.
Y'all have a great evening.